Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 4 characters. Brandon.
Ikurok, Poonflay.
Bloodhunter, Half-Orc.
Tomo.
I'm playing Steve Tehuman. I am a human ranger.
Brayden.
Belleg Dagar, half-elf, Hexblade Warlock.
Caleb.
I am Kaito Atata. I have an axe. I'm a warforged barbarian.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards, Rook, the noble half-orc bloodhunter.
Ahoy!
Steve, the ranger boy.
Ahoy.
Kaitoa, ancient living construct barbarian.
Ahoy,
hey.
Good timing.
And Belleg, half-elf, a warlock mercenary. Sail on from the town of Lantern to finally arrive at the docks of the city of Polp in the free state of Match. As they disembark, a group of well-armed brigands approach along the massive jetty, first making for the seep, and now engaged with the party in an already bloody encounter.
Some guys that were ironing up our boat.
Two companies, I guess there were 6 each in each company, and they were ironing up our boat. We didn't like the way they were looking at our boat, so we started fighting.
We lit them up.
You were staring at our boat too long.
I don't like people playing with my boat, yo. P.S. We have a badger.
Krizzlik.
Kaitoa, there was definitely an appendage that was released from its body. Who was responsible for that?
I believe it was me.
Barbarian right. Rage.
That's the guy I'm engaged with right now, right?
Right below the shoulder.
Yeah.
So you have 6 charged along at you. They look like brigands. You have what I call 4.5 of these, this motley crew here that seem to have descended from their own much larger ship, which is docked right beside the Sea Pickle.
Yeah.
So docked directly to the north along that same gangplank is where this group
are we on roll 20 here?
Came
yeah.
from.
Yeah. And Robin, if he's got one arm, it's not Motley Crue, they're Def Leppard.
Oh, that's what we're cracked.
Oh, man.
The living construct just took the arm off one of these brigands on the lower portion of the dock here, which, as you can see, is led down by a little staircase. And Krizblik's definitely there. You were at Kaito's heel. Okay, everybody is where they want to be, and I just saw Rook sign on. And I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to let you guys, for a couple minutes, discuss.
I would say, just based on me and the bunch of guys down low, it'd be nice to have Krizblik with me. And then this other party approaching the top dock and the stairs pretty fast, and you guys up top.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have Krizblik.
Just because I'm down on this lower dock by myself with, what is it, 6 guys.
I'm going to come up with you.
Well, but then you got to look north, and there's 6 more guys coming in.
Where are they there? Krizblik is going to die very easily.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Krizblik is, if something attacks him, Krizblik's not gonna do very well. Although,
I just was wondering if we can cast armor on Krizblik.
I would think so. I don't think she dislikes me, so.
Would anyone like to?
So the chances for getting killed are probably slim.
Getting knocked out of combat and bleeding out, potentially.
I guess maybe we should engage a bit and then bring Krizblik in.
Well, the rad thing about that, I mean, save for the fact that, unfortunately, if we lose the badger, we lose the badger. The rad thing about Krizblik running in is that she's probably not going to do a lot of damage, but she will take attacks away from us, possibly.
Yeah.
So she'll have a use, for sure.
Right.
If Which something's
right
attacking
now,
her, they can't attack
I'll cast
us.
Mage Armor on her.
Yeah, if you could cast it as she runs down, and then I at least have someone to maybe take on a couple guys while I fight, and then you guys can decide whether you want to stay up top, block those other six, or one of you wants to come help me.
You're in full on, like,
I'm full on combat
rage mode, though. Yeah, so you're taking half damage.
Yeah, I'm good as far as like getting hurt.
How many guys we've got?
Six up top, six down low.
Well, one's dead for sure.
Oh, okay, and a one arm dude.
Two injured. One guy's got one arm, so he's not long.
Okay, well then, yeah, I can take the rest of these guys, I think.
I think we just mangle these three first before the other six show up. We'll have to see what Mickey does, too, because we haven't seen him fight yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Brayden said last
time. I'm happy to cast Shatter on these fuckers.
Oh, that'd be
right off the bat.
That would be pretty badass if you just wipe them out.
Is there is that a 60-foot throwing radius there, Steve?
Yeah, that's my max.
Cool. No, this is fun. I love it.
Yeah.
What did you decide there? I guess what I wanted to do is, Steve, can you figure out if Krizblik joined Kaitoa? I don't think he would have had the chance to do an animal handling role, because he said, I'm just off there to take names and arms. Do you think the Krizblik is charging down the stairs or not?
Yeah, probably. Do you think I would have had enough time to get like an action command, like a sick command kind of thing? Krizblik, sick balls!
Sick balls.
That's all I needed to hear. Rapid succession after the living construct has stomped down the stairs, this badger runs down the stairs and takes one look at the situation as that arm is flying into the air, grabs the arm off the gangplank and just starts gnawing and ripping it ferociously back and forth. And so he's rolling intimidation. The remaining three brigands here are looking on, shocked, but they're not putting their weapons down, and they are also now going to take their turn.
Bring it.
Eight. One. 14. Does that hit your armor, Kaitoa?
No.
You're 15. So all three of the uninjured brigands here take a encircling stance against Kaitoa.
Hey, Kaitoa, I'm not going to cast Shatter on them now.
No, please don't. And maybe the other six coming.
Equally armless Harry here and his bro are going to take out their nasty-looking daggers. 14 plus 2, 16.
Aw, you dick.
Did you hear that lucky bounce off the pine glass?
I heard it.
One of these guys is going to deal 6 damage to Kaitoa.
But I am enraged and reckless attack, so I take half, I believe.
So down to 3 damage from a rusty sword. Some of these brigands, don't look very well equipped now that they're starting to take stabs at you. This blow just lands on you, Kaito.
That was 3?
3 damage. Piercing.
Down to 45. Darn.
Did you half it because of the...
No, I did already, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
1 damage.
exactly. Fuck you.
Okay, you hear from behind you, party, the sound of 3 whistling arrows. And they proceed to hit 2 of the brigands in the torso section, and you're going to see one of them stagger to the ground. I mean, this arrow has pierced him right in the belly. The other one's taking a shot in the shoulder.
Get.
These are the guys on the upper plank?
On the lower flank here where you have engaged Kaitoa.
Yeah.
Two more.
Oh, Gurm, shooting them.
Take some arrows. So they've all been hit.
Those are all bloodied.
And you turn around, and Brandon, did you? Who'd you think you heard? Man in the crossbow.
Gurm.
Yeah, it was Gurm. So he's taken out what looks like a crossbow, and the six brigands who are charging towards you are all within, let's see,
shattering distance?
Just outside of melee range, but you see a couple of them charge right up. They seem to be now forming a front and a back line, and all three in the back are going to be throwing javelins. And the first javelin comes flying in at you, Beleg. 13 plus 2. Does that hit your AC?
Yep.
Beats it. I'm AC 15.
You are, you're 15 with your chainmail and damage. You take 9 points of damage. The second comes flying in at you, Rook. 11 is not going to hit your AC.
No.
You are not hit. Yeah, you dodged that lance, and it goes close to you, but yeah, no problem missing that. The third lance, you are just in range, Steve, is going to come flying at Steve, arcing high, and it is a 19 plus 2, 21 against AC.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Damage. 3 damage.
Ow.
For such a huge AC, it's like, that's not a lot of damage.
This thing must have caught you just on one of your extremities. Top of the order is Steve, who had, 20 nat plus 3, so you're at 23. And then we'll see the whole party. Rook, Beleg, Kaitoa, Krizblik, and then bang, bang, bang. Go for it, Steve.
Okay, so when the javelin hits Steve, he's knocked back, or slightly off balance. And when that happens, an owl tumbles out from his poncho. And who's the guy that threw the javelin at me?
Who's the fuck threw the javelin at me?
Who the cunt who did it?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
This back line of three javelin-throwing brigands was led by the one who was just close enough to strike at the back of the party and hit you, Steve.
Okay, so the owl, the Steve points over at this guy over here, and the owl flies over to this guy and kind of claws at his face.
Kind of claws at his face,
and then so the owl did what's called the help action.
Okay.
Just after the owl passes, the daggers hit him, or hopefully hit him. Wow. So the owl.
So it gives you help action. Right?
Yeah, it gives me advantage on my first attack.
This owl, what size are we talking here, Steve, that has mysteriously flown out of your poncho 60 feet? Are we talking pocket owl, small beagle, what?
So similar to, I guess it would be like the size of a great horn owl. So fairly decent sized.
Nice.
Instead of two horns, though, he's got like 3.
Tiny crown, long legs, little gloves.
Crown of fire.
Yeah.
Tentacles.
Okay, no, you have been aided, and so roll advantage on your attack.
First dagger with advantage. I'm going to hit him with one of those power shots. It's a 4 or a 5, so that's not going to hit. And then the second dagger, just a regular throw, for a 18.
That hits.
1 plus 3 damage.
And although your daggers are not flying true as they normally do, Steve, you launch one of these things and high in the noon sky here, it finds its mark and it hits this guy right in the collarbone. What happens to the owl?
He's done like a flyby, so he's moved 55 to get to the guy and then he's moved 5 off.
Okay. And you're controlling this?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. He's so as a familiar, he's under my control. I can get him to use skills. I can ward through him. I can do everything except for attack.
Got it.
And that's.
Can he drop things?
I'm. He doesn't weigh very much, so and he's pretty small. I don't know how much he can actually carry. He's got a strength of 3. Jesus.
Yeah.
So there's not much you can carry. I think we figured like a coconut maybe.
An explosive coconut?
I can see where this is going. Okay, my friend Steve. You hurt, but you're okay. You'll live to the next round. Who's up?
Yeah,
next?
I mean I basically gave what I took.
So leg.
Yep. Rook.
Oh, is it Rook?
21.
How close? That front guy there, he's 16 feet. That's close enough for a melee attack, is it not? Like, I can run in and attack him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to, before I do that, I'm actually going to use, I'm going to invoke both my weapons with Crimson Rite. I'm going to do which mine are the Rite of the Flame, so that lasts as long as, well, until I get it to go away or my next short rest, so in order to do that, I got to take hit point equal to my character level. So I'm going to take 8 hit points off my 38. But I get those back at the when the rite is done.
Okay, so your take level times 2?
No, my level. So because I'm doing 2 weapons, because I've got a short sword in each.
Oh, crazy. So each. You're going to imbue both. So you're down to...
Yeah. Okay. So I'm at a 30. But I get those 8 points back when the rite fades. So, and then I'm going to make that'll give me, an additional attack. Is it, while active attacks from this weapon deal an additional 1d4 right damage is the fire. So I'm going for the buddy right in the front.
Yeah.
So I'm attacking him.
Okay, you're coming at foremost, Brigand here, who, this is one of these guys who looks better equipped than some of his pals.
Okay. I'm gonna roll attack. Sounds interesting. I have my proficiency bonus to that, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Which is a plus 2.
So 17.
That hits.
Okay, 17 hits. Ooh, that one not so good. 10.
So roll damage for the 17.
Well, it's a 1d6 and then an additional 1d4.
Nice.
So let's see.
Is that your Crimson Rite damage, that extra d4?
Yeah. Yeah, so the d6. So what you get is, so 2 on my d6 plus my strength is a 6. And then my 1 plus 2 is 3 is a 9, yeah.
Yeah, bingo. So the first most guy here, your Crimson Rite shit, your weapons now are dealing this damage?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Both my weapons are dealing that way.
Got it.
Until I get rid of it or take a short rest.
All right.
Or if I throw my sword.
What you got left in your move?
That's it. I think that's all I got.
Beleg. Was hexed a guy there. You're up.
Yeah, which guy is hexed?
Oh, I know which one it is.
Okay, sweet.
All right.
Am I up?
It's your show, Beleg.
All right.
And pretty much everybody on the lower dock is within your range on foot and by spell and by thrown object. And in fact, almost everybody in the forward ranks of charging guards along the upper jetty, totally in your range.
Yeah, I look at Steve like, well, I just yell, dude, you stick with Rook. I can't fucking handle another lance to the chest. I'm gonna go help Kaitoa with these guys here.
So you shout that, and you make a sweet leap down about the, it's like 10 or 12 feet from the upper stone jetty down, and here you are now, only steps away from Badger friend and Kaitoa.
Yeah.
So I hear you asking yourself, why should I listen to the session tapes? Well, let me clue you in. There's witty repartee.
Shut up, deep boy!
Terrifying monsters.
I'm gonna cast Silent Image, and it's gonna be a giant chicken.
Mythical treasures.
What is this? That's some kind of magic sword thingy!
Noble deeds.
Strip me naked and they're gonna do bad things to me.
Heartwarming camaraderie?
So you can make your own fucking sandwiches from now on!
Earth-rending magic.
I cast Gust.
And brave, daring do.
I'm gonna run away.
If that isn't reason enough to give the session tapes a try, come for the crazy, stay for the dice.
3, 2, 1.
The Session Tapes. Fridays at www.thesessiontapes.com.
And here you are now, only steps away from Badger friend in Kaitoa.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to Eldritch Blast the Hexed guy.
Old Man Blast. Right.
The Eldritch Magics.
Attack roll, that's a 20.
Sick. Uh-oh.
Not a nat 20, it's a 15 plus 5, but it's a 20.
A non-natural 20.
All right. I'm assuming I rolled damage on that. That beats a 80.
Your weird and sinister magic bypasses his AC. Roll for damage.
All right. Ooh. So that's an 8 for force damage and plus 6 necrotic damage on top of that because of the hat. 14 damage. Damage to him.
Nice.
Not bad for a cantrip.
Yeah, he is necrotized in front of your eyes.
So he's dead?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, his companions take note of the shriveled corpse that was just made of this poor soul. What else you got?
So I'm going to use a bonus action to transfer the hex onto the guy who Krizblik was attacking. Or Krizblik's right up in front of.
Armless Harry.
Yeah, so he now has disadvantage on constitution saves. And then if I hit him with an attack, it's an extra d6 product.
Yikes. Okay, the armless brigand also now feels the swoon of your creepy hex creep over from the corpse and land on his skull. And Kaitoa,
yes.
You see this in front of you, it's carnage.
I turn to this guy. Right near the stairs, and I am going to do my reckless attack. I'm enraged, but I'm also going to do my -5 +10 to attack.
+10 damage, but -5 to hit?
-5 to my attack bonus.
Okay.
But then I take a plus 10 to my damage.
Well, your attack bonus is already plus 5, so it just becomes a roll 20 for mad damage.
Yeah, exactly.
Do it, buddy. Roll.
I'm going to do it.
Crush.
Oh, it's a 5. 5.
Are you doing a reckless attack, though?
Oh, yeah, I get 2 because I'm at advantage.
Advantage roll.
Yeah, take another.
Ooh, 12. Not great.
Hey, 12. Your huge great axe buries itself deep within this, 12-inch board on the boardwalk here. But your foe has been narrowly missed. I mean, I feel like you probably took a little bit of his clothing off his sleeve. And this guy is just shuddering in his boots. You are the last in the initiative. Grizzblick.
Fuck, that's so annoying.
Launches past you and using your shoulder, Kaitoa, which is still kind of down, you know, because you're actually having trouble getting it out. This badger comes right over your back, frothing and furious, and gets a claw attack and a bite attack. Oh, I get to pull out a sheet. Hold on here. Oh, here it is. And let's see if she can finish the business here. Bite. Okay. All right, 18. So she misses with the bite, but deals mean claw attacks across this guy's face for 6 damage, and his face looks like somebody's taking toppings off a pizza.
Get this animal off my face!
Miraculously, he seems to not be dead. The 3 remaining take their rolls. Okay, and one of them is going to hit Kaitoa for 6 damage.
But I take half.
So 3 damage. Is that your rage?
Yeah.
So this guy here managed to pop one off. And is it possible this guy hasn't been damaged?
Yeah, wow. He hasn't been hit yet.
Amazing. Okay. Well, then the one who was not damaged, let's say it wasn't Armless Harry, it wasn't his buddy here, it was this guy who's somehow unscathed.
Yep.
You hear, again, a couple of crossbow bolts. You hear 6 shots fly over, and you see 2 of these brigands take hits. What happens to a hex guy when he takes a hit? Nothing? Just a normal hit?
Yeah, for me, I get a 1d6 of necrotic damage, but 20 fail or disadvantage on constitution saves.
You see these crossbow bolts fly, almost all of them, into the non-damaged brigand who is most well outfitted on the lower docks. And then you have the forward ranks against you, Rook, who are going to take their melee strokes. 10 plus 2, 12. That's not going to do it. 12 plus 2.
With my chain, I'm at 16.
You're 50.
15?
Yeah, your 16? Scale mail got chipped. Oh, shit!
Scale.
These guys are rolling good. Okay, third hit. 9 plus 2. All 3 of these guys do not taste any poon.
Yeah, no poon for you.
The javelin throwers who have launched their first javelin reach behind, and all of them take a couple of steps up to to ensure that they can reach as far as they may throw and take three large javelins, 14 plus 2 versus your AC, Rook. That will hit.
Yep.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
2 plus 4 is 6 damage.
Okay, 24.
Second javelin flies into the sky. 18 versus Whoa. Our good friend Kaitoa. Down on the lower docks, you've been engaged now from the upper level. And one of these javelin throwers has dealt you 5 damage, but half?
Yep. Half it, yep.
So what, half and round down?
Yep.
2.
For the guy who hit me, can I do a reaction on that fucker?
Do you have a reaction?
I do. I have
a... Oh, Hellish Rebuke.
Oh, you got Hellish Rebuke? Fuck yeah.
How, what's the range on that shit?
60 feet.
Oh, yeah, you can Hellish Rebuke him. Yeah, so Kaitoa, you do take a javelin, but for only 2 damage, and then cutscene back to Rook. It was not over for you. How did you react to this shit?
You're not allowed to point a finger.
No pointing fingers, but I did point a finger.
The shocker.
I did. This time I pointed my middle finger right at him, and I cast a Hellish Rebuke spell on that bastard. So he's got to roll against a dex.
So he rolls.
If he doesn't, then he takes 2d10 worth of fire damage.
So this is the foremost.
What's your spellcasting DC?
Guy here.
My spellcast. Which one is the spellcasting DC? That's your wisdom save.
Depends on what your spellcasting ability is.
I think you're 12, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at. Well, the dex save is an 11, and I get a plus 1, so I think
it's either 12 or 13. We'll figure it out. How about this? If it's close to 12 or 13, we'll really look into it. I have to save against it. And so this guy is... So you've identified... Yeah, this guy... Yeah, he fails that.
Oh, roll 2d10, buddy.
Like, yeah, I love
shit on fire.
He rolled 8.
Yeah, so
2.
My spell save DC is an 11.
Yeah, 11. Oh, hey, I was close. 12. Okay, so he failed. He totally flopped that shit.
Light him up.
Light him up. Light him up.
Oh, yeah, look at that. One reaction.
Yeah, man.
Sweet.
That's yeah, because those guys are fuckers, and we need to get rid of those fuckers.
Yeah, dog.
What level are you casting this at?
I'm just a level 1 because I just...
Yeah. Wow, it gets powerful quick.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dog.
Level 2 is 3d10?
That's why I got it.
That's a nice spell.
Okay, what's that damage, Rook?
So 2d10. Come on, baby. Popping these new pair of shoes.
You're squeezing those dice out your ass?
Yeah, exactly. So let's see here. Ooh. So 9.
Nice.
9.
Oh shit.
Nick.
That's nasty.
18.
Oh, that's nasty.
So yeah, 18.
Immolate that bitch.
That's like good shit.
The fire takes hold and you're dealing this guy some serious damage. You see not actual flames, but maybe actual smoke coming from inside his armor plating.
So who was the one that threw it and hit me?
Who was
that fucker? Who I want to know. And who I want to know.
Who threw that? Was it you?
Like the skull and crossbones.
Yeah, that guy right there. Yeah.
Fire.
He has been rebuked.
Huzzah.
And our half-elf Hexblade Warlock friend, you're up.
Well, might as well Eldritch Blast the new hexed guy. Roll an attack roll. And that's a 19 plus 5, a 24.
That hits.
All right. And that's only 3 damage on the Eldritch Blast, but that's 6 damage on the necrotic again. I rolled another 6, so 9 damage total to him.
Kaboom.
Oh, this guy seems to have just failing knees. He drops to his knees, clutches at his breastplate, and starts to convulse. He's not totally down, but you can be sure you've caught him within a breath of death.
The breath of death. I ate my garlic today.
Oh yeah, man. Pickled garlic.
So good.
Oh. Beldegar, what's left in your...
I don't think I really have much in the way of bonus action that I can do right now. I'm just going to... I'm going to hang tight here. Oh, wait. No, that's a full action. Never mind. I'm going to hang tight.
That takes us to... oh, fuck. That got confusing because we went to Kaitoa and then back for Rook's reaction. And then Rook to Beleg. Oh, Krizblick and Mickey.
Kill that bitch, Krizblick.
4. Okay, can I have everybody make a perception roll?
Whew, that's a 4.
Oh, fuck this desk.
15.
Beleg's really appreciating his eldritch chaos that he's creating and not looking at much else, I think.
Thank you.
16.
Perception, that's a 16.
What are all these?
Oh, you guys. So who got the highest perception roll?
I think me and Rook tied.
16.
I got 16. 16.
Entering from the dock building along this jetty, you see a phalanx of 5 more brigands, and they are coming directly bearing down on Gurm, and they all unexpectedly and sorry, who turned around to see this?
The Kaitoa and Rook saw it.
Okay, so Kaitoa and Rook, as you are, I mean, both you guys are in the thick of it. You are surrounded now and being closer and closer enveloped from melee and from ranged attacks, but you look back at your caster friend and at Steve here, and as the owl flies towards the docks, you see three lances pierce into Mickey.
Oh shit.
And he's been caught at least like in maybe 2 extremities, and probably once in the midsection. At the same time, he manages to get off 6 bolts.
Oh shit.
And no, oh, he's definitely hitting 3 of those lancers who have now entered the fray, and the first and the second and the third in this little phalanx seem to have taken germ-based bolts to the midsection.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So, unless I'm mistaken here, we're at the top of the order again.
Yay!
This medium-sized owl is now soaring above the encounter, Steve, and you are up.
Okay.
Well, this owl is going to come down onto this javelin guy and just, like, do another flyby, come close to his head with talons enough to use the help action again. And then it's going to kind of swoop off this way here. And Steve is going to, as a bonus action, cast Hunter's Mark, and then as his main action, throw a dagger at the guy with advantage. And he's going to aim for a power shot again. Will he fucking hit this time? And that is a 17. Thank God.
That hits.
2, 6, plus 5, 11, plus 10, 21 points.
And are you throwing a single throwing dagger or spike?
Yeah, single spike.
Okay. Where and how?
I like a good old classic face shot, so hopefully...
You hit him with 21 points of damage just now?
Yeah.
Fuck, I wasn't listening.
My power attack, 11 yeah. plus the plus
10.
Plus 10 for the... Yeah. So I'm hoping it goes up a nostril or something. As he kind of peers up, when the owl passes just over top of his head.
Yes, yeah. As this owl, you know, just leaves this guy's face, and he's scorning the sky. He receives a real wake up call. He's probably done something wrong with his life to end up on the jetty like this, dead. And Steve, another casualty on the docks of Pole.
Yeah, I'll cheer at the L. Yeah!
Winking the gun.
Yeah! Like Free yeah! Willy style.
I was gonna say Free Willy fist bump style.
Yes. As he flies Caleb. Over top.
Yeah.
Wavelength that.
Yeah, high five.
Steve has delivered a casualty. Momentum moves to Rook. Just off to your left, Rook, one of those lancers is now down. Face full of owl, face full of dagger. These three are still right in your 5-foot range, and you have two lancers at your same level. And you did look over your shoulder and see a new threat from the south. More brigands and Gurm impaled.
Gurm is impaled, and there's more brigands. How many people? Is there another six coming?
Five.
Five lancers coming from the south. Okay. I'm going to make an attack on the guy directly in front of me. So with him, I'm going to attack with my left hand, and as I make that attack with my right hand, I'm going to come at the guy just behind him on his left, and I'm going to try to make a second attack to him.
Bob and weave.
Yeah, bob and weave. And so right off of his right shoulder, that guy, I'm going to take a swipe with my right hand.
Okay, you seize the moment. Roll the dice.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a nat 20, so...
Yeah, plus nice. Two.
So plus two with him, that's going to be a 22. And then let's go second one. Ooh, 16 on the second. So, well, 14 plus two. So does that hit the second guy?
Both hit.
Yes.
And deal your individual damage to these brigands. Again, the first one, who you've been really engaged with close combat, he's kind of bobbing and weaving with you. He's well outfitted. The other ones, not so much.
Okay, so I get to roll 2d6s for the regular damage, and then I get to go for my crimson. So the first one is I rolled a 1, but it's plus 4, so that's a 5. And I'll roll my 4 with that. That's a 4 for my crimson.
What's the first damage dealt on the sort of well-armored dude?
So that'd be 9 on him, and then on my second... That's going to be a 3 plus 4, so that's 7, plus another 4, so that's 11 on the second.
Yeah, you bob and weave and stab and jab, and they're unable to move as fast as you. What else you got?
Another middle finger.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be it for me.
Okay, so I always get confused in this one. Belleg, you're up next with 18, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. You know the scene. It is carnage on two levels at the Dock of Polb.
All right. Just looking at something. Just double checking something with my Polar Master here. There we go.
And as you're searching Beleg in this moment before you strike, all of you guys hear from behind you, back where Steve is, steps away from Gurm.
Sleep with one eye open! Oh!
And Gurm is coughing dark blood.
Oh, shit.
Can anyone save Gurm?
Is he looking super shitty?
He took three lances, and he's gurgling blood. I'm guessing there's internal bleeding.
And that is where we will have to leave you until the next time.
Oh, fuck.
On Dungeons and Blackguards.
You can't see the health bar that I have?
No. I do. Oh, yeah, you set your own health bar. Sweet,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah, you guys can you can play with your characters. You got health bars and shit. It's kind of neat. I'm just figuring it out. I spent a little time this week. Okay, so we got a nice hex symbol. So what are you wearing now, Rook? Are you wearing, like, chainmail between doublets like the rest of the gang?
I shed my chainmail.
You shed your scale mail.
Scale mail, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to assume you got chain mail on like the rest of the gang, because there was plenty you pillaged.
Yeah.
You're playing D&D?
Hello. Is that...
Ooh!
That's Rex.
Oh, good old Rex.
Hey, Rex.
So, can everybody roll a D20?
That's a 9.
18.
Nice.
Baby.
15.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hey.
Good timing.
Ahoy.
Oh, you arrived just in time, Brandon, to roll a d20 to recap.
He's late, though.
I'm probably the last guy that wants to recap. But I am late, and them's the rules.
That's up to you, buddy. Roll a... I think you made... We literally just called it. I was giving a big grace period.
Yeah.
Roll
a d20. I'm just kidding. All right, yeah.
Well, all right, then.
Ooh. A 9.
Who else got a 9?
Beleg.
Oh, shit.
Is it a roll-off?
Roll-off.
Roll-off.
Recap, roll-off.
That's a 17.
Awesome. Come on, that 20.
Don't waste it.
We really hate recapping.
Yeah, 7.
Brandon, what happened last time on Dungeons and Blackguards? Where'd we leave our adventurers?
Well, we had a sweet montage.
Montage!
Yeah, montage. And then we headed on up to the nice town of... What town? What was the fishing town we were, or the trading town we were in there?
Lenton.
Which one?
Was it the Lenton, or was it the place where you got your assless chaps and nipple shirt?
Where you almost killed someone for a piece of fruit.
Well, no. We got assless chaps and nipple shirt first, which was courtesy of old Steve. And then we went up to Linton, continued on our montage, went up to Linton and had a nice shopping spree. So there was a shopping montage of all of us trying out new outfits and wonderful weapons and potions.
Yeah.
Where we were trying to find some merchant that had some, you know, had the goods for us and some sort of secret stash, or knew of somebody that had a, you know, a secret stash for us to get to know and try to buy our way into some goodies. Then I had to, before heading back to the Sea Pickle, pick up some wonderful fruit and veggies for our sea captain there. And I may have almost gotten into a fight with some guy over it because he was being a complete asshole.
He was being a dick.
He was being a dick.
He was.
Yeah. So, and, you know, it only takes so much for so long before Ekaruk really gets pissed off and blood has to be spilt. Then we continued our wonderful voyage up to Pulp, and we docked our sweet Sea Pickle, and we were making our way up the wharf there when we got, I guess, two companies of
some guys that were ironing up our boat.